the never-before-told true story of how Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
It's been 3-4 days since Leon's been in here, Sam. Where's he been?
He's back home now, Jesse. I seen him last night.
Back home? Well, where's he been?
He's been to Hot Springs, attending an Update Your Bible conference.
Update Your Sam, what's that all about?
Some feller sold Leon the idea that his preaching was too old-fashioned, and people didn't relate, he said, to Leon's way of explaining.
Sam, things, you can't update something you ain't never learned.
It cost him $20 to go, but he's going to pay us back.
$20? Well, pay us back? Sam!
All that wasn't just for the training now, Jesse. They give him several tuna fish sandwiches and a roll of Tums, I think.
Sam, what do you mean? Now he'll pay us back.
Well, howdy, Sam. Mercy, Jesse.
Hey, Leon.
Sam here's been telling me some foolishness about your trying to update your preaching.
Well, yes, sir, and I've done it, too, Mercy, Jesse. I come away from that meeting with a brand-new updated sermon, a story that could not be told till this time, the never-before-told true story of how Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho.
Never-before-told true story?
Yes, beloved friends, and Joshua took 7 divisions of his troops, and they circled the city of Jericho for 7 days and 7 nights, and a-blowing their trumpets and a-shooting over everybody's heads just to scare them. The real battle ain't started yet, you know. And while all this was a-going on, friends, the Corps engineers was a-boring holes in the walls to weaken them, because they's planning to holler it down.
Leon, that ain't exactly the way.
And on the 7th day, they hollered it down, beloved, and that old wall come a-tumbling down, ker-chunk. And Joshua waved his infantry in, followed by his tanks and his half-tracks, and
Sam, are you listening to all this?
Quiet, Jesse. I'm anxious to hear what he does with World War II.
Sam, you know, to even suggest to Leon about his preaching is kind of a puzzle.
Well, I'll tell you one thing now, Jesse.
He's too old to go to grade school, and that church college ain't got nothing he can pass. And the more he studies by himself, the more confused he gets.
He seems to be getting lots of help, but...
But that's his trouble. He'll listen to any fly-by-night that comes by.
Let's tell him, Jesse.
Tell him what?
Let's tell him not to listen to nobody but us.
Sam...